My mama always liked painting cute sayings on boards. Dad would cut a nice beveled canvas from wood and he'd rush them into Mom and she would create her magic. I remember one sign was etched in my mind through the years. It said, "Think on it long enough and it's yours." Now, I didn't give it much thought through the years. That is, until I witnessed its striking truth. One of my mentors, the late Zig Ziglar, said it well. When you focus on problems, you get more problems. When you focus on possibilities, you have more opportunities. Zig well understood the law of attracting what you get by what you think. Norman Vincent Peale said, "Change your thoughts and you change your world." I want you to think of how and what you think. How do you frame things? If you don't have enough money, do you think about how little money you have, or do you think on how much you will have? Focusing on what you don't want, which is broke, will bring to your world more of what you don't want, more broke. Hey, if you're lonely, you might be focusing on poor me has no love, rather than focusing on gratitude and ways to create more love. Think on it long enough and it's yours. You'll manifest it as your consistent thinking begins showing up in actions which bring new results. It's pretty simple. Focusing on what you want brings you more of what you want. What I have personally experienced, oh baby, it's nothing short of miraculous. When my last business went away, Frank and I decided to focus on becoming of something new versus sulking over something gone awry. And guess what that brought us? You guessed it, something new. Mark 11:24 says it all. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Holy cow, think on that. Think on what you want, see it so strongly in your mind as if it's already here and it's yours. My friend, that's powerful. What is it that you want more of in life? More friendship, more peace, more joy, more money, more clarity? In what direction do you focus your thoughts every day and every moment? Think about what you think about, and you'll notice that indeed your life is an outward expression of your inward thoughts. Do life more on purpose, baby. Take care of that amazing God-given thinker of yours. Steer it in the direction that's good and wholesome, and rejoice. Hey, if this message blessed you, I want you to forward it to a friend and bless them. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.